This tutorial is entitled Visual Controls. In it, you will learn what are visual controls, how do visual controls contribute to the overall lean management system, and how can we organize and implement visual controls. So what are visual controls? Well, they are physical devices such as charts and signs and whiteboards and monitors and other kinds of visuals that provide this sort of visible feedback to workers and managers at their place of work. Generally, there's three types of these controls, and I'll go through each one individually in a minute. The three types are, number one, controls that show the current or real-time status of the process. Number two, controls that show the prior performance of the process. And number three, work guides that provide guidance to workers in the form of signs and markings and instructions. So for the first type, those that involve real-time status, you might have flags, red and green flags showing the status of things, indicator lights, clocks. These answer the questions of where do we stand right now? How many people are on the floor right now? Sometimes these compare actual to expected, like the schedule, like are we staying on schedule for the day? As an example, you can see in the notes, a current status flag on the city furniture example. That would be a type of current status visual control. Now the second type, these more are not the current status, but the prior performance of the process. Again, it could be monitors, charts, sometimes whiteboards. This prior performance might be performance earlier in the day, maybe earlier in the week, maybe status, you know, for the month, so performance through the month or even the year. Now, these types of controls normally have various kinds of process metrics or measurements, quantitative figures that depict how well the process has been proceeding. So for examples of this, you can see in the notes under the city furniture example, you have the hourly performance monitor, which is showing every hour what has been accomplished in that particular work unit. Now, the last type of visual control are the work guides. These can be markings on the floor or walls to show where to position goods or tools. They might be signs placed to show where people can and cannot walk. You've probably seen the idea of a shadow board where maybe on a pegboard tools are normally hung and then the outline of the tools is outlined right on the pegboard to show where a tool is supposed to go, and you can also quickly see when one's missing. Again, in the city furniture example in the notes, you've got the safety first banner at the top. You have a do not enter sign guiding the flow of people, and you also have tape on the floor, floor markings to show where certain things should be positioned. Now, under work guides, you can also have instructions or flow charts, checklists, displayed to guide and remind the workers about how the work should be performed. These actually can be considered standard work documents, which we will discuss in a later tutorial. So these are the three general types of visual controls. There's no real standard way to do it. You can pretty much come up with whatever works, whatever achieves the objective. And the objective is to provide feedback to workers and management, to guide the workers in performing the work, and to help everyone answer the two questions of, number one, how is it going? And number two, how we can improve. Now, how do visual controls fit into the overall lean management system? Well, they're really a key management practice because they support both of the lean management cycles. They support the culture building cycle and the work improvement cycle. So in terms of culture building, visual controls are a fundamental way of empowering workers. So I'm sure you recognize that if you feel in the dark about something, it can be quite debilitating. Kind of the proverbial mushroom feeling, right? However, if you feel informed, that can be very empowering. So as part of the empowering activity in that culture building cycle, workers are informed through the visual controls practice. The reason this enables empowerment is because, you know, providing this kind of information is a real show of respect and a show of trust that you can entrust your workers with having this information and using it properly. Now, there are other ways to empower workers. For example, training that is provided to the workers, even in terms of lean waste, is also empowering. But visual controls are really the most fundamental way of empowering. Now, the visual controls are also part of the lean work improvement cycle. Before you can make an improvement, you have to first see the problem. And visual controls provide this necessary feedback so workers can understand what's actually happening in the process so they can observe waste and improve the work. Remember that lean work improvement is built around direct observation. And visual controls are the primary way in which this observation happens. Now, how do we organize and implement visual controls? Well, you first have to keep in mind that visual controls should be relatively simple, legible, intuitive and easy to interpret, and highly visible and accessible to the workers and those working in the process. Now, they don't have to be beautiful to be effective. In fact, they're often created by hand, which might not seem as elegant and finished off as a computer screen. But there are really many advantages to having these kind of manually produced visual controls. For one thing, you can get the workers directly involved, perhaps, in filling in the whiteboards as we go along. It's more worker-friendly and accessible than computer screens. And it's also more flexible because it's quite easy to update and change your system. If something's not working, you can modify it quickly. You don't have to wait for the IT department to respond. Now, a good visual control may take some time to develop and may go through various iterations. So realize your first cut at it may not be where you end up. In fact, hopefully it isn't. So just as the overall lean philosophy of work improvement is to continually improve, this philosophy also provides to the visual controls. Creating the best possible visual control is something you continue to do. Now, when you set up the visual controls, which, again, the managers are responsible for, even though the workers eventually do become involved in it, managers should always keep the workers' perspective in mind. Specifically, as you're doing the work or as you observe the workers doing it or maybe you're envisioning what it's like to do the work, you want to display the right kind of information in the right physical location. So workers have access to just the right information at the time and place that they need it. For example, maybe in a restaurant, work guides that relate to how the service should be performed, how plates should be put together, how the cash register should be handled, the point of sale, should be placed right where these activities happen. So for example, at the point of sale device. You might have other visual controls which show the current status of where things stand, maybe how many orders are out and so forth. We often do have computer screens in restaurants that show these kinds of statuses. And these would be placed in a viewable area, maybe a sidewall or above in a ceiling area, in a work area, so workers can glance at it as they walk by, but it doesn't get in the way directly. And then prior performance visuals, for example, you know, prior week, prior month activity, those could be placed more in a break room or lunch room where they don't have to be looked at every minute or every hour, but they should be available for review maybe once a day. Now, when starting the use of visual controls, it's very important that you begin using them immediately. Get them to become part of your daily routine. It can happen where you go ahead and, you know, set up these controls. They might look great, but then there's a tendency, a natural momentum to work where people kind of continue doing things the way they did in the past. And you have to proactively bring them into the way that the work is done, and use them. Make reference to them as you're communicating with the workers. This can be done during the stand-up meetings and the Gemba walks. And in those tutorials, we'll talk about that. Those are great opportunities to incorporate visual controls. And remember, if the controls are not working well, try something else. But basically, walk before you run. Don't bite off too much at the beginning. So in order to recap, visual controls provide various kinds of visual feedback to workers and managers, which help them guide the work and answer the questions, how are we doing and how can we improve? Visual controls should be simple, accessible, legible, easy to interpret, and located at the place of work. Managers do need to be proactive when starting to use these controls and communicating with workers, especially in the beginning, until the use of the visuals become a regular part of the daily routine. Once you have them up and running, these visual controls will lead to feelings of empowerment and ownership on the part of the workers, will provide the basis for making continuous improvements in work performance, and will actually make your work in the workplace more interesting for everyone. Thank you.